guests that, you know, maybe didn't have your game all night, but finding a way to win, what does that mean to you to see your team finding a way when it looks like you're not on your A game?
Well, I would disagree a little bit because we talked in between both periods about that this is not your typical game. So did we have our typical game in a offensive game? No, but did we have our muck game? Yeah. And the guys, you know, you have to play different ways, and we played they did too. It was a grinding, you know, in the mud muck game, and both teams were committed. It was a good hockey game that, you know, we were fortunate to get the shootout goals.
How satisfying is it for you as a coach to see Daniil Tarasov rewarded for the work that he's put in this week?
Yeah, 100%. I'm happy that, you know, that we got 2 points and he was a part of it. He's did the work, as we talked about, did the right things by committing to playing hockey, and his game was ready. That's like, you know, you don't do things like this to demote people, to show them up, or to, and even when we sit guys out, it's not to embarrass them, it's to hopefully help the team and the organization. And if you commit to it and you have a positive attitude, then you can have success. If you don't and you think it's negative, then you're going to have a negative mindset. He had a positive mindset going there. He had a positive mindset coming back, and it showed tonight.
Gordon, I know it's just one game, but do you feel like you have two goaltenders now for the first time in a while that you can count on?
You know what? We think we got three goaltenders, right? So, you know, we never lost confidence. Like, everybody talks about lost confidence in people. We know. We talked about that, I think, today or yesterday, whatever it was. This is a talk yesterday, but we still know that Tarasov is an NHL goalie, right? He just had to get playing time, and he had to get... It's no different than you come in training camp. He hasn't played in a long time. So, again, he did the right things.
The game-tying goal, obviously, a great play by Marchenko getting around the defender and then the pass. But Voronkov and Fantilli's play in the neutral zone on the defensive side, taking the puck away, I'm guessing that's just as impressive to you as the goal itself.
Yeah, you know, we were impressed with the entire team not turning pucks over. That's a team that gets going really fast. They turn the puck over, and if you do and you feed that, they're gone. And they get a lot of rush opportunities, get a lot of rush goals. We didn't feed that tonight. And, you know, they're not unlike a lot of NHL teams that do that. But this team in particular we talked about is that we have to stay on the right side. We can't turn it over to give them those freebies. We were pleased with our neutral zone. We simplified it, got it deep when we had to. We carried it when we had to. Did those right things through the neutral zone here tonight.
And even though you gave up a 2-1 goal, how did you like the response of your team after that, and just how big was that penalty kill prior to that time?
Yeah, the penalty kill was huge, and even after they scored the goal, we had a real good push. You know, our energy level jumped up. We had some chances. We had some zone time. We gained momentum after they scored and built on it, and the PK certainly helped that.
Denton Tkachuk, 10 games into his NHL career, one of the best defensive plays of the night in the second period to stop that breakaway. What have you seen from him through the last few weeks, and what has it meant to just be able to plug and play with a guy so young?
Yeah, you can, as you say, you can roll him out there at any point, right? Overtime, penalty kill, power play, 5-on-5, he does the right things in all those areas. And I'll tell you this, regardless of how he plays on the ice, he's a great teammate, goes about his business. It's like the guys were saying the other day, we were watching him in the gym, and a lot of young players, they don't know how to get ready. And when he goes about his business, gets ready, professionally to play hockey in the National Hockey League. It's allowed him to have success here.
You get two more huge goals from Zach Werenski. You know, the second one was a great pass as well, set him up. But like, what else is there to say about this guy and the season that he's had?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what words you can use. It's just the one thing that we talked about in there is that I honestly don't think anyone like that first goal, anyone in the world catches him. I honestly don't believe that. He separated by like 10 feet maybe by the time he got in on the goalie. It's just his effortless skating and his drive to lead his team and help his team have success is as good as I've ever seen.
You maybe had a look at the Marchenko shootout attempt.
Yeah, I didn't see it during the game, but I did. Yeah, we just watched them all.
Thoughts on that? Have you seen
it? I have no idea what he did. I didn't. That is foreign to me. Yeah. And it's phenomenal. But yeah, I don't know if I've seen it. You seen it before?
Yeah.
You guys have seen it? He did it?
Tech.
Oh, you know what? Somebody said a bowler, I think, said that in there.
But then he's done it before, too.
Has he? Yeah, I won't be trying it. No, you guys won't try it. It's crazy. But it's pretty special. Thanks, guys.
On the ice, you love it.
Yeah, we're on the ice, you love it.